Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me.
Oh, Wiggins!
Wiggins!
Brian Wiggins joining the show. How are you, sir? Oh, boy. Wiggins, are you there? No, I don't hear
now. Him. I am now.
Okay. Oh, I hear you now.
Okay. I am now.
I don't know if it was some weird board thing.
There's been some board things happening today. I thank you for inviting
me
to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is polling, Ryan Recker. Thank you very much.
It is very much. Would you say you spend a lot of time on the poll?
I do. Wait. You say poll? The poll?
The poll,
because
yeah.
I didn't let you finish the sentence.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So polling is something that is quite confusing this time around, because I've heard Democrats say, at least the ones on MSNBC or whatever, basically all these polls are purposely weighing it towards Trump in order to give the appearance that he's up, even though he's way down. They don't believe what they're seeing. In some cases, these polls look at the Electoral College and they give him a massive lead over Kamala Harris. When it comes to the popular vote, they say it's neck to neck. I wanted to get your opinion on this. Have you seen any weird, funny business going on with polling this time around?
Well, I mean, there's always funny business with polling, because you have to guess what the poller's motivation is. Now, for the most part, I will defend a lot of polls, even bad ones, that their motivation is to be as accurate as possible, because that's the way they make money. That doesn't mean they're all great. That doesn't mean that some of them will use bad models kind of on purpose, because their media outlet that funds them, you know, has a certain bent or has a certain angle. But for the most part, they want to be at least within the range of being right.
Yeah, and in that spirit, before you really would talk about how polls were being weighed, and I've heard some people bring up, oh, they're oversampling the suburbs versus the cities, or they're oversampling this or that. Before, it was just them oversampling Democrats versus Republicans. And if you go back into 2016, maybe that was part of the problems. They oversampled way too many Democrats, anticipating so many of them would go to the poll, going to the polls, when not as many of them did. So the polls were completely off. So in the sampling that you're seeing, are they still making that mistake, or do you think they've figured it out?
Well, that's a good question, because when you compare, now we could go state by state and compare every swing state to where they were in 2020 and 2016. And that's a good exercise to do, because then you get an idea of the way things have moved. And I can tell you right now, from looking at all of the Real Clear Politics polls from 2016 at this date in history, to October 25th, they had Clinton leading every swing state except Georgia and Ohio in 2016. In 2020, on this date, October 25th, they had Biden leading every single swing state except Ohio. Trump was barely ahead.
Okay.
On this date today, 2024, Trump leads every single swing state, period.
Wow. So the same methodology, everything, or have they changed the methodology?
Now, the stuff you were talking about with liberal media outlets saying, well, they're just trying to pad the lead for Trump. That's stupid, because why would they, these are their own polls. I mean, this is CNN polls. These are MSNBC polls. These are CBS polls, all included. Why would they, what would there be their possible motivation for doing that? I don't know. So the question becomes, okay, Trump has consistently overperformed polls, especially in battleground states. So have they corrected for that? And do we have basically an actually even race this time? Or is Trump going to overperform the polls again, and it's going to be a blowout? Mm. We don't know the answer to that until we have the election. Now, that's state by state. That's the important stuff. But I do want to bring this up because I was on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We do a Friday hit every week. And it was this topic. And one of the things that I brought up this morning, and I have an update. That's what's interesting here.
Okay.
So there are all, you've heard, Ryan, all these demographic groups that are drifting away from Democrats and toward Trump that are historically like blue wall demographics.
Right.
You've heard black voters, specifically black men, are right. moving in droves toward Trump. Doesn't mean though he'll win over 50%, but you know, even a movement of 5, 10, 20% would be massive. Same thing with Hispanic voters. The two areas, though, that I had not seen a lot of movement toward Trump on were, number one, independent voters, mm-hmm. and number two, female voters. Now, this has been a big problem in this election, people talking about, well, the female suburban voter is going to turn out for Harris because she's a woman, and that's going to offset any losses. Okay, so here's the first one. This is from CNN. In 2020, Joe Biden won independent voters by 11 points. Mm-hmm. That's where we were. In September of this year, shortly after Kamala Harris became the nominee, she was only up by 5 points among independent voters. Now, here's how much of a shift has happened in even a month. Now, she is only up by 2 points among wow. independent voters. And this is according to CNN. This isn't a right-leaning pollster or anything like that. So that's the one. That was the one I shared this morning, Ryan. Okay. Now, let me give you an update. And I said this morning that it's the female, especially suburban female vote, when you're breaking all these things out, that the Trump camp is probably the most concerned about, if they're concerned about anything. Uh-huh. But then here's what I saw just this afternoon. New York Times has released a poll that Harris is actually polling worse with women wow. than Biden was in the same New York Times poll in 2020.
Wow.
Trump has gained, listen to this, Trump has gained 6 points among women since Harris joined the race, and Harris has fallen by 5 points. That is a net 11-point swing to Trump among women.
That's a big deal, and part of what we run into is that they have shifted their strategy, the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz strategy. One, get Kamala out as much as you can, as fast as you can, which was before they thought, okay, maybe we don't need to parade her around. The other thing is, this whole election is about abortion, which now indicates they're really concerned about that female vote.
Well, that I will say, if you criticize her for not having any policies, you would say she actually does have one policy. It's that. It's abortion. She is in full support of full 9-month abortion across right. the board. And that is really the only specifics we get from her. She did a press conference today. It was, I yeah. think, her first press conference she's done of this entire election cycle. And people were asking her pretty good questions in Texas. One of them was, you know, you tend to talk about the threat to democracy that Donald Trump is, but when people want to ask you economic questions, they're not getting the answers that they want. Do you want to address that? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I do want to address economic questions. I talk about a lot of things. One of those things I talk about is that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I kid you not. That was the answer.
That's all she's got.
She's oh, going boy. Back to the talking points. So it's really, I guess the big picture is that this stuff, that the criticisms that we've been talking about here in news talk world and conservative world, yeah. you know, since she joined this race, are now actually catching up with the general public is what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, Wiggins, we only have about 30 seconds real quick. What do you got on the show this weekend, Wiggins America?
We're going to talk about You're Not Welcome at This Rally, the oh. clip that yeah. Has really made the rounds on social media. If you haven't been paying attention on the socials, though, we're going to talk about Kamala saying to people who say Jesus is Lord, you're at the wrong rally. We're going to dissect that.
Perfect. Wiggins America, Annie Fry Show in Sometimes Here, Talking Polling, Ryan Wiggins. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
We've got Sue's News coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.